It's time for our weekly look around the FCS with FCS Nation host Kevin Marshall. Kevin, last weekend, Stone went to the wilderness of Montana for that matchup in Bozeman, and a top three matchup, South Dakota State, that two overtime win over the Bobcats of Montana State. What was the atmosphere like there, and just how did things play out from your perspective on the field?
We had a great time, and look, I always take sideline passes. You know, I want to see what's happening down there when the guys are hitting each other from up close. And I was very pleased to see again that not all conferences are blessed with commissioners that are football dudes. Well, the Big Sky Conference is. The commissioner, Tom Wistersill, could have been in one of those luxury boxes sipping Merlot and eating stinky cheese. But instead, he was down there on the sidelines watching the game like a football. Like a football guy, because that's what he is. So kudos to Tom on that. Neither of those two teams are going to set the world on fire offensively, I don't think. Both are adequate for what they're trying to achieve this FCS season. But I was greatly impressed by the South Dakota State defense. Those guys got off the field on third down. They made the plays when they were there to be made. And the Montana State defense is pretty darn good, too. There was a point in time as we were about to start the fourth quarter where South Dakota State was 1 of 13 on third down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win a lot of games like that. And they were 1 of 13 on third down, but were winning the time of possession battle. I don't even know how that happens, right? I looked at that and I thought it was a mistake, but then I thought back and no, it wasn't. But both teams have a lot of things that they need to clean up, especially the specialty teams. They were not special in the good sense of the word. So all in all, a great trip. The only thing that was missing was headlines in the Bozeman paper saying bald, midget, loudmouth Florida quarterback gored by Buffalo. That would have made my entire weekend. But unfortunately, Lebanowitz did survive.
Looked like he was having a blast out there in the wilderness. One more quick question with regards to Montana State on that matchup. The new quarterback, yell at me if I pronounce wrong, Justin Lamson. Are they trying to Tommy Mellott him with the amount of touches he's getting? Or is he a guy, do you think, that can hold up for that from the entire season?
He's a big kid, and he's adequate running the football. He's not Tommy Mellott. There are very few people who are ever going to be that running the football. But that's part of their game. They're going to run the QB power just enough to keep you honest when they pull it out of there on those RPOs. So he can do a lot of things. He does have the ability to hit guys when they're open. And in that offense, if he can just get it to guys who were running wide open, they're going to have a lot of success in the passing game. I liked what he did. I don't know that they have anybody else who's ready to play behind him, so they need to keep him healthy. But that was a big game. And in a game like that, early in the season, at home, with all the ramifications that can come later, you needed him to have a good game. He had a decent game, but he was not going to be the difference between winning and losing. I doubt that's going to be the case many weeks. The running back, the defense, and the special teams are going to win a lot of games for Montana State. And Lamson's not going to hurt them. That's his job, I think, is to not lose the game. It's to manage the game, get them in the right plays, get them in the right situations, and to do things that only help the football team.
On the flip side, Chase Mason for South Dakota State, he's been waiting under the wing of Mark Gronowski for what feels like a half a decade now at this point. It's his football team this year for the Missouri Valley fans that are listening, and then also, of course, for the Bison fans that are looking forward to that matchup with the Jacks in a few weeks down the road. How did he look overall? I know you had mentioned the 1 of 13 at one point on third downs, but they still found a way to win, and he didn't turn the ball over.
That's exactly true. And look, Mason is a guy who that throw he made in the second overtime was about as good as you could drop it in there, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
And the dance moves afterward, you know, left a little to be desired by the receiver, but he had a really good ball game. But the star for the game for me, for them, and our National Player of the Week, brought to you by Northwestern Mutual, was the running back. He had 100 yards even on 23 carries, And boy, howdy, were those tough yards. The Montana State defense sold out to stop the run. They were going to make Chase Mason beat them throwing the ball. And on that first drive, which they were only able to get 3 points out of, which was disappointing for them, he did that. He hit some guys when they were open, and it made them sort of back off a little bit, open enough holes, not be able to stack the box so much that the running game was able to be successful. And that group up front for the Jackrabbits is as good as it's ever been, I think, right now. And that's saying something with some of the dudes who've come through there that are now playing Sunday football. It's going to be a good football team in Brookings. It already is. They have two ranked wins already this season. There aren't a lot of people in the country that can say that. And I expect them to just continue to stack on victories as this team improves as the season goes on. It's by no means a finished product, but it's a good product right now. I expect it to only get better as the weather turns colder.
You'll have a little bit more information on that Portland State squad, but I'm curious as to your thoughts. It's only a couple of weeks. It was a near upset for the University of North Dakota at Kansas State, and then they went out and they did what they do, and they got real spooky when they were at the Alaris Center last weekend over Portland State 50-20. Through these first couple of weeks, the new head coach Eric Schmidt and his staff, is there anything that you've seen from them, or do you even have enough really game time to look at those guys and say, hey, this is a team that could compete this year? Or do you think once they get into the thick of Valley play that this is going to be a team that's going to go through a lot of growing pains?
Ask me this time next week. We're going to find out a lot about North Dakota as they're on the road this week, 25 miles south of me in Missoula, to take on the Montana Grizzlies at Washington Grizzly Stadium. The atmosphere on the road at an FBS opponent didn't seem to faze them. So I don't really expect them to have too many problems going into Washington Grizzly. I mean, we'll see. But this is a football team that is growing with confidence each week. They feel like they let that one at the FBS get away from them, and they probably did. It was probably a game they should have won. And so I look at them, and I think there's more to like about this football team every time I see them. I don't expect that to change. I expect them to go to Montana this week and give them all they want. And if they're in that thing at the end of the ball game in the fourth quarter, maybe they can figure out a way to steal it. And if you can steal a road win at Montana with the way you played against a ranked FBS team and putting up 50 points at home against Portland State, well, that's a team you have to start looking at to really rock it up the FCS Nation Radio Top 25 poll.
Kevin, when it comes to my Coyotes down in Vermilion, obviously they took a lot of losses in the transfer portal this offseason, especially along that offensive line. They go down to Beaumont, Texas. They take on a Lamar team, and it's listed as an upset. But after 2 weeks, I'm starting to wonder if that was really an upset or not. I mean, is this a team in South Dakota that can at least rebound and maybe gather some type of momentum heading into conference play?
Y'all hear the lamentation in Jace Dimon's voice right there?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just all the enthusiasm on the preseason shows, and now he's like, well, I got to ask about South Dakota. Do I really want to hear what Marshall thinks about them?
Mm-hmm.
But chin up, Jace. All is not lost. All right? You've got 10 more ball games, and it starts this week at home against Northern Colorado. Normally, that would be really great news. Nobody in the last 4 or 5 years has been upset when Northern Colorado comes to their town to play them in football, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a football team coming in there to Vermilion that is mad as all hell. And the reason being, they got robbed last week at Colorado State. They got absolutely just flat out robbed by the guys in the stripes who have yellow hankies they drop on the field. That should have been a FBS win for Northern Colorado. And y'all have heard me talk about it on here for a while. Anytime anybody brings up that squad, I talk about what a good coach Ed Lamb is. And if he can't get it done there, then it's impossible to get it done there. What he did at Southern Utah, winning the Big Sky, was just, I mean, you just don't see that. And he's a great coach. He'll have those guys ready to go. He'll pick them up off the floor. I expect that to be a dogfight in the Dakota Dome. I know you probably didn't want to hear that, but
It's kind of what I'm expecting right now. I mean, I, quite honestly, I don't know what I saw in that first drive at Iowa State for the Coyotes. It looked like they still had enough offense, obviously, to compete at a high level in the FCS. Then after that first drive, everything seems to have fallen apart. So I guess I'm kind of wondering, we just talked about the North Dakota-Montana game. Is North Dakota looking basically this season to replace South Dakota in their place towards the top of the Missouri Valley? Because quite honestly, North Dakota's been putting up some points, and they've been playing well so far here first couple weeks in the season.
You know, that would be something that you would think maybe is starting to happen. But like I said, you have Aiden Bauman on that South Dakota team. Mm-hmm. And he ain't going to go away quietly. And he's not going to let his teammates just lay down and mail in the rest of the season. He didn't come back for that. Dude could have a nice career somewhere making great money. But he decided to come back because he wanted to ride the horse one more time in Vermilion. And I think that they'll get this turned around. I hope so. I like what y'all had built there. And it wasn't anything that you did that caused those guys to leave, other than the fact that you don't have bags full of money to give them, right? So it wasn't like, you know, there was a, you know, a dissension amongst the team or coach lost the locker room. It was just pure and simple greed and money. And that's a damn shameful way to have your football team be not as good as it certainly could have been. I expect the Yotes to get it turned around. I really do. And I think this is probably still a playoff team. But saying that, the road is going to be difficult through the Valley this year. If they can just beat who they're supposed to beat the rest of the year, this will be a playoff team.
There you go. North Dakota State, obviously getting a chance to finally play a game at home. They've had a couple of what I quite frankly call destination games. They got to go to Charleston, South Carolina, take on your boys in the Citadel. And then last week they got to follow it up with Tennessee State, at least, you know, hosting them to their own demise pretty much with a 59-3 game. SEMO comes to town to take on the Bison. Is that going to be competitive? Will we learn anything? Because it seems like after the first couple of weeks, I don't know how much we've really learned from North Dakota State so far, other than there's some growing pains on that offense and they seem to be moving in the right direction.
Well, I learned a lot about them. They went into the Citadel and won handily. And if you are a longtime follower of FCS football, which means you've paid attention longer than the Dakotas have been in it, a lot of teams that have been really good go into Charleston with high hopes and a lot of hype, and they come out just absolutely beat up if they win the game, because that's a tough bunch at El Cid. It always is. They don't back down. Or they lose the football game. So that was more impressive to longtime fans of the FCS than it probably was to people in Fargo who maybe, aren't aware of some of the things that have happened in Charleston over the years. Mm-hmm. So that was an impressive win, especially considering that same offense they shut out put up 40 points last week on the road at Samford and just destroying the Samford Bulldogs. So that win looks better now than it did at the time nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee State is a mess. They had no answer, just couldn't get off the field at all. And you saw that North Dakota State offense sort of do the things that they do. I've seen that game before from them. They dominated up front on both sides of the ball, and it led to a huge win. What's expected of the Bison this year? Well, to be in Nashville again to play for the national championship. Could happen. The Valley is going to be tough. The key for everybody else is to try to get that bunch on the road in the playoffs. And those hopes are off to a very inauspicious start, y'all.
Jace mentioned North Dakota State. You talk about trying to get them on the road. Over these first couple of weeks with North Dakota State, the defense looks legit again. This team may be fun to running back in Breca Penny with a couple other guys like DJ Scott filling in. But, of course, it comes back to the quarterback play with Cole Payton. I thought underwhelming throwing the ball in week one. week two, a little bit more command of things. Is he a guy, do you think, that they could rely on come a possible football game in January?
I think so, as long as you don't ask him to do things that he's not capable of doing. If you're in a situation where you're down 28 to nothing real quick and you ask him to become a drop-back passer and throw the ball 60 times, you're probably not going to be able to get that out of him. That's not what his skill set is. He's a really good quarterback, but he's a good passer when it's advantageous to them to throw the football. On straight passing downs, I'm not sure. That just kind of still remains to be seen. He's an awesome quarterback for North Dakota State. As long as they're able to run the football and have the play action game and the deep ball be something that they're going to need to excel at. I mean, a lot of answers to that questions about Cole Payton is going to be, where's Bryce Lance? Where's he been so far? I mean, this guy was supposed to be the best wide receiver in the FCS, the first FCS player off the board in the NFL draft. Well, Bradley Jones from the Citadel shut him down in Charleston. He was a non-factor in that football game. And last week, they scored 59 points, and he's a non-factor again. Something is off there. I'm not quite sure what it is, but he hasn't been able to run by people in the first two ball games of the season, which is pretty much what his game is. And so I'm not quite sure what the deal is with Bryce Lance, but he is definitely not putting up the numbers so far everyone expected from him, and he's going to need to. He's the guy that can make Cole Payton look like a really super-duper quarterback by getting open down the field. He hasn't done that, and so we're still asking ourselves these questions about Cole Payton as a quarterback.
Well, Kevin, when we look at North Dakota State's offense, for years I've always told people that it is a run first, second, and third, and then it's that play-action pass over the top type of offense. And looking through two games, which if you look at the scoreboard, I believe they've outscored their opponents, 97-3. On average, and I know he hasn't played the entire game, but Cole is only averaging about 179 yards passing per game. And, of course, your leading receiver as far as number of reception goes is Bryce Lance, but it's just for 80 yards. So, quite frankly, any hope for Bison fans to say that they're going to open up the offense and become some type of air raid offense is probably never going to happen, number one, if they want to keep winning national championships. But I think this team is not necessarily reverted back, but I think this team after Cam Miller graduates, I think they're not necessarily regressing, but they have to go back to their bread and butter, which is just bullying people at the point of attack and have that offensive line lead the way for whatever running back they throw out there.
I mean, would 80% of Bison fans have it any other way? Right? That's who they are. Those Rams up front control the line of scrimmage, and their defensive line whips the other team's offensive line. That's been the success for them for winning for quite a long while there in Fargo. And the fact that Cam Miller developed himself into such a good quarterback the last couple of years of his career was just icing on the cake. It just brought another thing that they could do extremely well. Do they need that passing game, really, to get to Nashville? Maybe sometime during this season they'll need to be able to do that, but probably not. They probably got the dudes up front, I think. If they went to the under center triple, they could probably get there. So they have the guys to do what they do better than anybody else in FCS. And it may bore some people to death, my co-host Stone LeBanowitz being the most vocal of the people that are bored to death by that. But it ain't sexy, but it's effective, and I really like it. I think y'all know that about me. That's when people do that, that's my kind of thing, man. I like it a lot.
It's that ADD of being in his 20s. That's the issue he has. he'll grow into liking that, not necessarily triple option, but get an eye formation or get a guy under center and run the football off the tackle a little bit at some point. Now, he probably won't ever, actually. There's not a chance, actually, the more I think about it. Kevin, since you'd mentioned him in closing on our conversation, what do you guys have on the docket for FCS Nation this upcoming weekend?
Like every week, y'all, we appreciate y'all tuning in there on WDAY every Saturday. We're going to preview the biggest games taking place this week, and if you're so inclined to like to have more money in your pocket than you started the weekend with, we're going to pick them and we'll give you some upset specials, which we absolutely have killed on the first 2 weeks. So give us a listen. We'd appreciate it. It means a lot to us. Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure being on with y'all.